Hey, good morning. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff in IT and IT security on an incredibly foggy day. I can't see about 20 feet ahead of me, so not making eye contact with the camera. If anyone is concerned, because every once in a while someone's like, hey, are you paying attention? Are you driving safe? I am driving safe. Eyes on the road. It's a very foggy day. Had a good weekend. Big news for me is Channel 9. MSDN, Microsoft Developer Network, has Channel 9 where they post a bunch of videos. And they picked up this series, which is fantastic and is exciting for me. So if you're on Channel 9, hello. Welcome to my videos. Part of it was, hey, we'll do this for you, Wolf, but you need to give us the videos. And I'm like, oh, no problem. Now, the reason I started doing these videos was because I had no time to write content, had no time to really do much editing, had a few minutes in the car every morning that I could click a button and record. So the challenge for me was, hey, how do I get these videos to Channel 9, and what's that look like? So I spent some time with C Sharp and did some development. It's been a while since I did development. And I wrote a simple app that when I post these to YouTube, the app will download them to an MP4 file, and then along with some metadata, and then put them in a place where they can be accessible by the Channel 9 folks. In doing so, I had to go in and do NuGet, which is the package manager. It's been a forever, seriously, since I was dubbing code. I still have Visual Studio, it's still the latest version. I still tinker with things, but it's been a long time. And I hadn't really played with NuGet very much. So the way that NuGet works, the package manager, it's a Visual Studio, you fire up the console, and you say basically install package. And it's a lot like Ruby Gems or Node.js. So I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. This is pretty neat. Now, the way all package managers work is the package manager downloads the package and then looks at the package itself for install scripts, which it executes to install the package, generally within a project or within the environment. Those scripts execute underneath the user privileges. So, of course, I started thinking, what else could you do with the package manager? Anything that can run code, obviously, is rife for anyone who wants to make that code do something malicious. So, did some checking, and it didn't surprise me. Sam Saccone, I'm probably butchering his name, S-A-C-C-O-N-E. If I did mispronounce your name, feel free to mispronounce mine. It's only fair. He recently mentioned a similar problem with Node.js. Now, Node.js's package manager is called NPM, Node.js Package Manager. NPM will install a package, and when it does, it pulls the package and runs install scripts. What they found was, Sam has a proof of concept for making these packages wormable. You create a malicious package, the minute someone downloads and installs it, it does malicious stuff to your box, such as installing a backdoor. Here's the neat thing, if you are a developer who then uploads other packages, it will insert the mail code into your package. Your package will get pushed back up to the package manager repository, and then now you got two malicious packages. Next person pulls down either one of those who does package management, their packages get installed, and soon you have a replicating worm that's infecting all the packages. Pretty cool idea. Now, what makes this possible and what the real control here is the fact that Node.js is not like the Apple Store. There's no one doing security checks, there's no one doing authorization requirements, there's no one checking for mail code within this package manager, as is the case for most package managers. Therefore, the ability to sneak mail code in is quite possible and pretty scary. So the big thing is, hey, these people who are doing the central packages, do some checking, do some sanity checking, do some quality control. I know it's not easy. A lot of these package managers are free open source projects, so it's not like Apple where they can dump a whole bunch of money and have a protected ecosystem. Other thing is, if you're a developer, remember, please run as limited writes so that you're not grabbing malicious packages. Have a dedicated build machine so that if your package does get infected, it doesn't automatically upload, right? It's got to go through a formal build process, and just general file safe development practices. That's it. Check your packages. Have fun. I'll see you. Bye-bye.